Governor Steve Bullock is looking to put more focus into early childhood education, that is, education before a kid is 5 years old. Bullock says Montana ranks near the bottom of states in investment in early ed. However, state spending did increase this past legislative session by nearly $2.5 million. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says that money will go toward increasing a ranking program for daycare centers called the Best Beginning Stars to Quality program.
What color is that
left? Green.
Green?
Yes.
Yes.
Green.
Caterpillar Corner, spelled with two K's. It's a Helena daycare center. Owner Amanda Hatch runs it out of her home.
Yellow.
The older kids are out on a walk with one of her employees. Hatch is working one-on-one with two-year-old Maya, constructing a makeshift house with different colored foam blocks, learning through play.
Sitting down with a kid and making them count and things like that is not as effective as, hey, I've got a red block. You know, what can we build with the red block?
Caterpillar Corner is one of about 75 businesses participating in the state's Best Beginnings Stars to Quality program. It's a ranking system, a five-star ranking system. Businesses in the program receive their star number based on the amount of training employees have, the environment they create for kids, their business model. The state gives participants money every quarter for being in the program, the amount increasing with a higher star level. Caterpillar Corner receives nearly $1,400 a quarter now as a Star 3 facility. Amanda Hatch has been in the program since it started in 2010, and she says earning those three stars was not easy.
It took me 2 years before I even applied for a three. The training is long.
Each star level requires greater training, more state oversight. There's only one five-star facility in the state, in Whitefish. The Department of Public Health and Human Services runs the Stars to Quality program. Human and Community Services Division Administrator Jamie Pelagi says science continues to put a greater emphasis on the importance of more sophisticated education early on.
The capacity to learn is really formulated in the first years of life, and then after that, we're strengthening what's happened in our brain during that early development.
Pelagi says Stars to Quality training puts a lot of focus on social, emotional development.
How do you make friends? How do you feel about yourself? How do you handle anger? How can you handle situations?
For instance, Amanda Hatch at Caterpillar Corner uses a story called Tucker Turtle to teach kids about anger management. When kids are mad, she has them pretend they are Tucker Turtle and has them hide under a sleeping bag and take three deep breaths to calm down. This transitions up to literacy development and numbers to help kids better prepare for preschool or kindergarten later. The program is now growing due to $2.5 million from the legislature. Jamie Pelagi with DPHHS says the state is seeing improved outcomes from kids in Stars to Quality facilities, but the program is still in its pilot phase. Pelagi says the state will be taking a few more years to figure out what works best for businesses and for children. She says this may translate down the line to benchmarks child care providers have to meet in Montana, not just voluntary ones.
Where's your nose? Where's your ears?
Amanda Hatch says Stars to Quality has made her feel more confident in what she does.
The person I was before I started is not the person I am now.
Helping her experience that part of the job she finds most rewarding. When the light bulb goes on and something finally clicks with a kid.
When they finally get a skill or, you know, they share without yanking out of the hand saying, mine, you know, things like that.
She's applying for her four-star ranking this fall. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.
Where's your belly? Where's your belly? Belly!